Hey, you got our music.
All right, let's do this.
Stop recording. We got some music.
I got to work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Shut up, and there we go.
Yeah.
Play Boomer Sooner.
Hey. Welcome back to Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM. It's our Pick'em segment. A couple former athletic directors with us, Dewey AD Chris Revard, Toby Rowland, apologist, and Bartlesville athletic director Tim Bart on hand. Good morning, guys.
I hope that
good evening.
Our Pick'ems aren't near as bad as that play, that music you just played.
You don't like that?
That's awful.
That, I don't even know who sings that anymore.
I guess it's the Wichita thing, you know.
I guess maybe it is. I don't.
Is that Camila Cabello?
Music.
You guys don't like the Havana? I thought that was pretty good.
I thought
honestly.
It was Madonna or something.
That's
like
not.
That.
It's that not was, Madonna.
That
it's,
was awful.
It's yeah. It's Camila Cabello.
You know, I thought it was kind of. This was kind of like our walk up music in baseball. You know.
Yeah,
you,
it is.
You get you fired up.
That didn't get you fired up.
No. That was awful. That was absolutely awful.
Well, Coach Bart beat Coach Revard by just a single game last week, and Revard was ahead by one. So it's 18-18, you guys, as we enter
we got a good game.
Week four of the Pick'em, week number three of the high school football season. Lighter week this week. Mentioned it earlier in the program, but Nowata, Oklahoma Union, Owosso, and Wesleyan Christian all are off this week. But we've still got a group of games, and we'll pick Oklahoma State and Tulsa as well. So because Coach Bart won last week, I guess Coach Revard will go first this week. And it's going to be game number one. We'll start with the co-op. Copan South Coffeyville, 2-1. They won last week. In fact, that was one of the games that Coach Revard I think it was Coach Bart that missed that game. I beg your pardon. Last week, let's see here. Yeah, I know Coach Revard missed it. He picked Welch, but Copan South Coffeyville won. So he picked against him and missed last week. This week, Copan South Coffeyville is at Blue Jacket.
Ooh.
I'm glad you prepared for the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're exactly right. We're going to be kicked off the air.
Yeah, I'm about had it with Bart between his Toby Rowland fandom and this.
Boy.
I'm about done with him.
Well, you know what? First off, I'm still can't get used to this open weeks and all this.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's I don't know. It's tough. I guess it's good. I don't know. Bad. Just
it's
play
bad.
Games. I mean, who cares? Scrimmage twice. Play 10 games. Play 3 non-district games.
I understand.
And go play. Because it messes up our show. It messes up our pick'ems and everything.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe we'll talk to OSSA about that and see what they
Let's talk about that rule that took the Glenn Wingen away before we handled
yeah,
that one week.
Yeah, that's not a
what
good
can
rule.
What can Coach Bart do about that?
I had that conversation with OSSA this summer in a meeting. They weren't happy to see me. They weren't happy that I was back in the business.
Yeah.
That question came up, and whatever they were sweating. And they said they're not going to change it, that everybody likes it, and nobody complains.
It's stupid.
Not up here in Washington County. I can assure you that.
It's stupid.
Exactly.
It's stupid.
All right, Copan South Coffeyville.
You know, sometimes they just need to admit, hey, we're wrong.
Agreed.
And let's fix it. You know, make exceptions to the rules. Make an exception to the rule. Do something. I don't know. Quit making so many stinking rules. That's what they need to do.
Just let the kids let the kids do what they want to do. If they want to play, let them play. If they don't want to, then don't. Who cares?
Exactly.
Let them do what they want.
Control the coaches, not the kids.
Yeah, agreed.
That's what they need to do.
Yep.
It's silly. They've lost their minds. All right, let's pick this game. We got the co-op against Blue Jacket, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Woo-wee. I know absolutely nothing about Blue Jacket. I wish I did. But I have picked against the co-op, and it's burned me twice this season.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to take the co-op.
Okay. Co-op for Coach Revard against Blue Jacket. Coach Bart.
I'm going with the co-op, too. It's a win, and I think Blue Jacket's down a little bit. I know they've traditionally been a girls' basketball team, and I know that they like sports, but I think the co-op wins this game.
Okay, both of you guys take the co-op.
Yeah, they're 1-0. They won their first game 68-14.
It says their coach's name is Lee Blue Jacket. That can't be. There's no way that that's
that
right.
Awesome?
There's no way that that's accurate.
I hope it is.
Anyway,
that's awesome.
So that was game number one. Second game here, let's do Caney Valley Liberty. Liberty is 0 for their last 36. They've not won a game since 2015.
Wow.
Caney Valley is 0-2. The Trojans won this game 55-0 a year ago. This ball game is in Ramona. It's Caney Valley's homecoming. Caney Valley hosting Liberty.
Yeah, I think the streak continues, and Caney Valley's going to get the big win tonight for homecoming. Everybody's going to be excited and fired up, and Caney Valley's going to go into district play next week on a winning streak.
Caney Valley hosting Liberty, Coach Bart.
Caney Valley with the homecoming win. The Trojans will get back on the track tonight. They just need to schedule Liberty more often.
Like that's right. They need to drive. I'd drive there 10 times to play them if I was them.
Let's and do
away. Yes.
That's right. I'd drive there 10 times.
Let's do the other Caney Valley. Caney, Kansas, 2-0. They've only allowed 6 points in their two games thus far. They're taking on an 0-2 Neodesha Blue Streaks club. Bullpups and Blue Streaks in Caney, Kansas tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think that that 6 points they allowed might have been a scoop and score, a fumble and a scoop and score.
It was 2 weeks ago. They pitched a shutout last week.
Yeah, yeah. The Bullpups, they're pretty good, no doubt about it. I like them, and I'm supporting them again.
Caney, Kansas, Coach Bart.
I agree. I mean, a team that's only given up 6 points, plus I think they're pretty good, and I think Neodesha doesn't have a chance tonight.
Let's go with the Osage County battle here for our Osage County station. Couple undefeated teams. This game has been moved to 8 o'clock tonight. It is Barnsdall's brand new press box for them. They're debuting after their bond issue. They had Barnsdall hosting Hominy. Panthers 3-0, Bucks 2-0. Barnsdall will play Pawhuska next week, but it's Barnsdall Hominy in Barnsdall tonight.
Oh, this is an exciting game. The Osage County battle right here. Man, Hominy beat Cleveland week one, beat them pretty soundly, so it's pretty good. And then, of course, Barnstall's on a roll. But you know what? I think I'm going to go with the Hominy Bucks tonight. The visitors are going to come into town and beat the Panthers.
Hominy for Coach Revard, Coach Park.
Why'd they put 8 o'clock? National TV?
Yeah, it's a good question. They didn't put on the Facebook post. I have not seen a. I did see a confirmation, though. It is at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, maybe they moved it to the ABC.
It's not that far of a drive from Hominy.
Yeah, I know.
I you know, tradition says Hominy wins this game just because that's, they've been really good over the years. I think I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to take the Barnsdall Panthers.
All right.
There we go.
At good. Barnsdall.
Good. Good.
Let's go with schedule's a little bit messed up. Let's go with Pawhuska next. Pawhuska on the road at Morrison. Morrison unranked. They're actually winless in district play. They lost their first district game last year. I think last week, I beg your pardon. Might be a little bit down. Pawhuska 3-0. First really big test for the Pawhuska Huskies tonight. First road game for them at Morrison.
Yeah, I don't know it'll be that big of a test. Maybe tested a little more than what they have been lately, but I think Morrison's down this year. Down for Morrison, that means, they're probably going to be a 5-5 team. But tonight they're not going to beat Pawhuska. It'll be a little closer early. I think Pawhuska pulls away late.
I agree. I think Coach Hennessy's offense and I think the Drummond kid, I think they're schemed up pretty well, and I think it's going to be hard for Morrison to try to stop them. Now, all of us, Coach Rebard knows. I mean, Morrison, when they were eight man, they were. I mean, that was the greatest franchise in the state of Oklahoma.
That's all right. Dennis Casey won 100 state championships there, I think.
But going to 11 man, they've kind of struggled a little bit at times, and they're not the power they used to be. But I think Pawhuska is pretty good. I look forward to when Pawhuska gets in some districts, some tight games, and see how they perform. But right now, I think he's going to put 50 on them.
Pawhuska plays Barnsdall next week, by the way, so there is a chance that they could meet undefeated next week if they both could win tonight. So hopefully we get Barnsdall and Pawhuska will play next week. So we could have two 4-0 teams right next to each other playing just down the road 7 days from today, but they both got to get past their individual games we just mentioned. Barnsdall, obviously, Hominy and Pawhuska at Morrison. Once again, that Pawhuska-Morrison game one we'll have right here on KPGM coming up in just a bit. Elsewhere, Dewey, I think this one's kind of a sneakily good ball game tonight. The Bulldoggers on the road at Vanita. I know that I've talked with Max Gross, and of course we had the Dewey segment earlier in the program. He thinks that these two teams should be pretty evenly matched. He saw Vanita last week when they beat Nowata. Obviously, he saw Dewey and Nowata all season long. So Dewey at Vanita tonight.
And Vanita's running back, I confirmed last night, Coach Turner, he is going to be playing. Mm-hmm. I think he played last week, as a matter of fact.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he scored 27 touchdowns as a freshman?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because I
at the varsity level?
Yes.
He's really
a sophomore,
good.
And Max wrote that he scored 27 touchdowns last year.
That's probably legit.
Wow.
That's pretty. I needed to ask Max to make sure that was right, because that was wild.
I think that's probably accurate.
That's insane, yeah.
He's good. As a freshman, he can play. Last night I saw Coach Turner, and he showed me a little bit of film there on his phone. We were watching it, trying to figure out what kind of coverage they're in and all that good stuff like that. And so I got to see Vanita a little bit. And the Bulldoggers can do some things offensively that I think they can take advantage of the Hornets. That's not to say that they can beat them, but I think it will definitely give the Bulldoggers an advantage offensively. Defensively, they're just going to have to try to bottle that running back. I mean, he's good, and try to keep him contained inside the tackle somewhere. They'll have to do something. Because the kid's good, he can play. Going to Vanita is always a tough place to play. And what's tough that I've noticed over the last couple of years for the Bulldoggers is that now we play on turf and do everything on turf. We go over there and play on grass. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. And it takes a little time to get adjusted to. Their crown on their football field is nothing like a crown on a turf field. It's a lot higher, so you got to adjust throwing the ball and all that good stuff like that. So going to be tough. But you know what? I'm going to take the Bulldoggers tonight, because I think Coach Turner's going to get a signature win tonight and start districts on a winning streak right here, because defensively they've been playing pretty good.
Coach Bart?
Wow, that's a lot of babble to get to nowhere. We knew you were taking the Doggers.
No.
Never not taking the Doggers.
That's a professional analogy of what could take place.
And I don't care if they play on the grass or gravel or blacktop. Doggers are going to win. Doggers will win this game. I think the Doggers are pretty good. I'm a little concerned about their off week, because I thought they were rolling and they had things going, and you never know how a team's going to come back after a day off or a week off. So
right.
I hope they got it together. But I really think Dewey wins this game.
Oh, wow. I can't believe
there
that.
There we go, man.
Holy
that's
smokes.
That's huge news there.
That does not happen very often, folks.
And then the other game we're going to pick, high school-wise, Bartlesville at Del City. Obviously, the Bruins lost a tough one a week ago at home against Collinsville. And Del City, a team that, you know, they've only got like 40, 45 guys in the roster. But, boy, they're thin, but they've got a lot of really good athletes at quarterback and wide receiver. And they got a couple linebackers who are going to play Power 5 football, so that'll be a tough one against probably a top five opponent in Del City. The Eagles are 1-1. They lost to Carl Albert 49-19 last week. But anyway, it should be an interesting one, Bartlesville at Del City.
Yeah, that was a tough loss last week against Collinsville. You know, I thought they had the game wrapped up. And matter of fact, I was getting ready to walk out of the stadium and thought, I better stick around, watch this a little bit more. I'm glad I did. Wish I hadn't have, but I'm glad I did. It was interesting. Going to play Del City. There was nothing more than I'd like for them Bruins to travel down Del City and beat them. Coach Sport, he needs that first win, get that under his belt, take a little pressure off of him, a little stress. But Del City's good. There's no doubt about it. They're good. And I think this is another close game for the Bruins being on the road. I'm going to have to go with Del City. Coach Sport?
I agree. I mean, I can't pick the Bruins. They broke my heart twice. I mean, the good thing is, I guess they're not playing a 5A school that starts with a C. That's a plus.
That's true.
But Del City, losing to Carl Albert is not a big deal. I mean, they're a state power every year. I think Del City wins this game pretty easy. If you look down at the schedule, it's not going to get any easier for the Bruins.
No. Well, they got Booker T next week.
You got Booker T. You got Sapulpa. I mean, the old deal where you used to look at Ponca and say, we got a chance. Ponca's 2-0. So, I mean, and, you know, Harmon, who came from Hominy's there now. So when you start looking at that schedule, boy, those wins are getting farther and farther away. So the Bruins are going to have to step up and make some adjustments and get some things done. But I think it's going to be another sad weekend for the Bruins. I think they're going to start 0-3.
And you were talking about Ponca City. I'm going to go watch Ponca City in Collinsville tonight. And that'll kind of give me an idea kind of where the Bruins are going to fit in as far as with Ponca City and kind of see how that game goes. Going to see my old coach and buddy, Coach Dillbeck, out there and go watch the game with him. So I'll give you a report tomorrow on the Wildcats.
Yeah, Claremore, who, of course, beat Bartlesville, they lost to the Pulpa 49-24.
Yeah.
And that seems like that's what the score should have been when Bartlesville played Sepulpa, if you had watched the second half, but it's not what it was. So, anyway, we'll see what happens going forward. But, yeah, we'll get a little bit more information with some of those common opponents this week. College games tomorrow. We'll throw out the spread now that we're getting closer to conference play. Let's go with TU Wyoming first.
I'm taking
big game for TU.
You know what? It is a big game, and they're going to win this one. I watched them play OSU, and boy, howdy, if they could have ended the game in halftime, they might have tore down the goalpost. But I'm going to go with the Hurricanes. Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane or Canes?
I am too.
You going with the Canes?
I am too. I think the quarterback, the transfer from Baylor, is getting a little confidence and playing a little better. I mean, hey, it is what it is, but they did go on the road, and they got a solid win at San Jose. Had to travel two time zones. So, I mean, they played on the road. They played OSU solid.
I agree. They're winning at halftime.
Yeah, so I think that TU wins. I know they're a 3.5-point favorite. I think TU wins this game.
And then Oklahoma State at Texas, 6:30 primetime game, ABC, tomorrow night. Texas is a 5.5-point favorite. The Longhorns have not beaten Oklahoma State in Austin since George W. Bush was president.
Oh, boy. Evan, I hope to goodness they beat them. I do. But I just don't think it's going to happen, good buddy. It's going to be tough for them. I hope they beat them, though. But I got to go with the Longhorns.
Coach Bart?
I'm going with the Pokes.
Good for you.
I guess I could say Texas would win, but I can't cheer for Texas. But I couldn't believe when I heard that. I guess mind plays tricks on you. I had no idea that OSU had beaten Texas 5 straight times. I mean, that's amazing.
They're 7-2 in the last decade against Texas.
Yeah, and I think Tom Herman is overrated. I don't think they're anywhere close to. They wish they had Mac Brown back.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not. I don't think that they've righted that ship at all. And I still think that their best players in Texas aren't going to Texas. So I think they got problems. And I hope the folks beat them 50.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Good luck this week.
All right.
All right.
Hey, give us a report out there out west next week. We expect a full report out of the Elks, from the Elks.
The Elks, we got Cherokee, got South Barber. We got the 8-man capital of the world out here.
Play 6-man football out there at Burlington, don't you?
Yeah,
they should.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, man.
See you. Have a good one, Coach.